the rest of the story. Page 2. What can one say about the year that was 2021? Or should we say anything at all? In a year of mass shortages aplenty, there was no shortage of moments. As the year began, as most do, in the month of January, and somewhere between a Facebook group and a MyPillow online order, the normal routine, the mundane task of the long electoral college, turned January 6th into a paragraph in our children's future history books, with images impossible to erase and the common thought shared by all: where does one exactly get a buffalo head hat? It was only a mere days later that a new president would take the oath of office, where America finally did unite as one. On that day, joined it together in the exchanging of Bernie Sanders memes and sharing the common thought: where does one exactly get those mittens? The vaccines arrived in the first month of the year, coming to the public with such access, even available by making your appointment on the internet. That is, if we could get off of Zoom calls long enough to book it. On Wall Street, a swanky new algorithm allowed a few to poach from the wealthy through the stock price of GameStop, a video game retail chain that had not sold an actual video game since the Clinton administration. It was the shortest month of February that saw mankind's largest road trip, as the Mars rover Perseverance collected its first scientific evidence and proving once and for all that Mars is mostly dirt. As the sequel of Impeachment 2, Electric Boogaloo, showed us on C-SPAN, it was the Texas electric grid that went south for the winter, boogalooing and perhaps booking its own flight to Cancun. In sports, it was the ageless Tom Brady earning another ring, yet again giving middle-aged men the collective thought, well, hey, he's still older than I. Their very own Uncle Rico mantra. Ah, the Ides of March gave us Oprah on the porch, with Harry and Megs and the collective thought, where does one exactly get that patio furniture set? It was, in fact, no outdoor interrogation required for the likes of Dr. Seuss and Pepe Le Pew, the Muppets, Mr. Potato Head 2, all canceled in 2021. And supply chain issues began their disruptions when the Suez Canal required a triple bypass after a ship attempted to take a shortcut suggested by Waze. Page 3. April touted itself unfoolable as Major League Baseball moved the All-Star game from the city who would eventually win the World Series. And Major, the presidential pooch, moved from the White House for gnawing on a Secret Service agent or two. But it was the four legs of Medina Spirit in May who won, then lost the Kentucky Derby, being the only athlete of the year canceled from a game for a non-COVID-related test positive. But never failing and emerging in the East, every 17 years it was the turn of Brood X, the trillions of cicadas rising from the soil and, like countless generations before them, harshly were criticized for their lifestyle decisions by millennial and boomer cicadas. It was also in May that the world heaved a sigh of a relief, a collective one, after a huge rocket, unstable in orbit, plummeted to Earth, not hitting a single soul. Scientists believe it was launched once by China, but the Chinese government insists it most likely originated in a bat. The world flew through June, only to arrive at the made-for-TV Hallmark movie of the summer known as the Olympic Games, with a new motto, later, smaller, sadder, the majestic nasal swab of nations followed by the ceremonial lighting of a scaled-back Olympic torch, giving us all the collective sight of a scented candle and wondering, can I order that from Magnolia? It was in July, the world's words of the next half year would be spoken. Delta variant. Immediately frightening the marketing department of Delta Airlines and giving them the collective thought of, how did Corona beer handle this again? It was in September that if you can't buy them, you fly above them. Bezos and Branson bring billionaires to space, bravely paving the way towards a future, perhaps, which the wealthy will be able to travel from one part of the state to a completely different part of that same state, all while wearing matching outfits. Page 4. Beleaguered by August, the U.S. withdrew from Afghanistan. While the FDA approved of the vaccine, the Cuomos resigned for their uh-ohs. But it was the milk crate challenge that briefly took center stage as the latest fun new way for people to find injury. Though many say TikTok is at fault. Joe Rogan collectively estimated it originated in a Chinese laboratory. If you remember, it was in September that the noted rapper Nicki Minaj emerged as the leading authority on vaccine side effects. But October saw Captain Kirk at age 90 boldly go on a suborbital voyage lasting 10 minutes, and that included two bathroom breaks. The fall saw the rise of inflation, the disappearing act of a workforce, and issues once again with the supply chain put a damper on the holidays when Americans traditionally gathered together in big box stores to fight over TV sets. Facebook went meta, and in November, page 5, the airlines were caught unprepared by the number of passengers showing up expecting to use plane tickets sold to them by those airlines. Coming as a big shock to the collective major airline thought, who knew the holidays were such a busy time to fly? Through the rise of the price of Thanksgiving dinner, it cost more to drive over the river, but couldn't get through the woods with those gas prices. And in November, we then had to make an unwelcome place at the table for Omicron, a name derived from one of the lesser villains in the Marvel Avengers Endgame. But by December, we were masters of the mute button on Zoom calls and swabbing as no generation has quite swabbed before. Through a Hanukkah and a Christmas and a variance and a pear tree. Perhaps we turn for inspiration to that plucky NASA rover, which as 2021 draws to a close, sends us a message back to Earth across millions of miles of space, free of billionaires, with the collective thought, thanks, but I'll ride this one out from up here. 2021 was different. That it could be said, a variant, so to speak. And now you know most of the story. I'm Harvey Paul. Good day and Happy New Year.